Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, receive this with an open heart. Your past inadvertent exposure, involvement in the occult, those sins, they are remitted. Forgiveness came when you repented and sought me in contrition. The sacrifice and working of the cross allows you to approach me directly. Forgiveness deals with your eternal standing, but remission addresses the temporal consequences of your actions, the sowing and reaping of choices. Because you have repented, the hold of the law is lifted, and the punishment no longer applies. In the mighty name of heaven, the transgression is forgiven. Remember the apostles, how I imparted the Holy Spirit to them with a breath. Receive that same breath, that fresh wind of my Spirit, even now, that cleanses and removes all sin. Now, concerning those close to you that were and are affected by these predations of the enemy, offer them your hand. Invite them to pray for repentance with you. If they hesitate, they will answer that before me, your hands will be clean. But it won't be necessary, though my heart desires forgiveness. And repentance opens that door, even for those who fear their sins are beyond forgiveness. That is your assignment, to reach out to those who fear the worst, even as you have, and impart to them the grace and mercy I've extended to you. See the gift, the seer gift that I've put within you. Don't ignore the call that rests upon you even this day. Yes, there's a need of guidance and training, but understand this. My plans rely on your participation. Don't be discouraged. Renew your commitment now and move forward with joy, for heaven's plan is already unfolding. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing and bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there
to put you over in life. God bless you.